Well, good evening, persons out there in cyberspace listening to the National Finance Committee meeting for today, January the 8th.
Oh,
Six.
Yes, thank you. And it's 8:47 Eastern Time. And I'm Alberto Loera, Chairman Pro Tem of this group for tonight's meeting. And I would like to ask first and foremost our secretary to take the role, and so that we can get going on the meeting.
Okay, Jim Boyd.
Here.
Alonzo Brown. Kim Kaufman.
Albert. Here, Alonzo's here.
Alonzo is here, okay. Is Kim Kaufman here? Nope. Alberto Loera.
I'm present.
R. Paul Martin here. Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex
Hello.
Steinberg has sent me an email saying he won't be here. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, is Kim Kaufman here?
Yep.
Okay, there you are. All right, we have a quorum.
Okay. First and foremost, we're going to try and quickly set an agenda for tonight's meeting. Very quickly, the item basically on our agenda tonight is to go and spend as much time as possible reviewing the KPFK 2011 budget. There is a call for executive session if we feel we need it. So I guess the other item on our agenda would be minutes, approval of some minutes that we are still not adopted and approved for our records. So if so, I would think that the agenda for tonight would be a call to order. Roll call and quorum certification, which we have done, minutes, approval of minutes, and then review and possible action on the KPFK 2011 budget, with a possibility of having to go into executive session on that particular budget to discuss the items that might need to go into executive session if the group so desires. Is there is that okay with the group? Do you have any other items or any other changes on this very short agenda that you might want to bring up? Hearing none?
Adopt the agenda.
Okay. There's been a move to adopt the agenda. Are there any objections to it? The motion by R. Paul Martin? Hearing none, then we will proceed. Mr. Secretary, will you cite off some of the minutes, the dates of the minutes that you might have there in our file draft minutes so that we can act on them and move on?
Yeah, let me get up to there.
We have a whole bunch of minutes, members, that we haven't formally adopted, although we've been going over them from time to time as we require to refresh our memories. So since we're approaching the end of the term of this Finance Committee, I'd like for us between today and then again on Tuesday, the 11th, clear out all the minutes that this term of this Finance Committee has pending. So please bear with us as R. Paul is coming out with the dates that he has there as draft minutes.
Well, I think we're not going to do all of the dates, but what we could do is we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 sets from November and December. And would it be okay if we just went through those 5 sets now? And
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, the thing is, though, some of them are, 2 of them are recently up there. 3 of them have been up there for a month or more. And so could we just, how do we want to do this? I mean, the last two sets of minutes are like a page long each. I could read those and we could just do those. However, we have ones from November 16th, November 4th, November 4th, November 16th, and December 7th.
December 7th.
Now, those three have been up there for more than a month, so maybe we could dispense with the reading of those and just move to do those. And if people want, then I can rapidly read the other two, which haven't been up there for more than a day or so. But does that sound acceptable?
I think so. Does anybody in this group disagree with the secretary over the concept of moving these minutes quickly and out of our folder into the corporate files?
I personally don't have anything to say since I can't speak to any of them.
Yeah, this is Jim Boyd. On the first three, I wasn't on the committee, so I'd have to abstain from anything on those three. I've read the last two.
Okay.
And this is Bruce. I've read the minutes, and I think they're just fine.
Yeah.
If they're at the, you know.
Okay. Okay. The way we can do it is this: I can make a motion here. 1 second.
It's committee.
And I can move to dispense with the reading of the November 4th, November 16th, and December 7th minutes.
Since it's committee, we don't need a second. Does anybody object to Secretary Martin's motion to dispense with those minutes?
Well,
hearing none, go ahead, sir.
And that way... If so that's passing, I think, without objection, and then I can just make a very fast motion. I'm typing with one hand here while I'm making the motion. Hold on a second. And then I can just move to approve those three sets.
Secretary Martin has made a motion to accept the minutes for
November 4th, November
4th, November 16th, and December 7th. Thank you. Is there any objection to R. Paul Martin's motion? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as cited.
All right, and then we next go up here and go to draft minutes of December 21st. I'll read these rapidly. They're the two sets left here are only a page long, so I'll go for
the other minutes was the 18th. Was that
16th.
The 18th? The 16th. Okay.
16th.
The 16th of December and the 21st of December. Go ahead, R. Paul. Pick your poison.
I clicked on the wrong thing. Okay. Oh, wait. Let's see. Where's... All right. Let me bring that one up here. Okay. December... Wait a minute. Let me go back and... Okay. December 16th, we just did.
We did the 7th.
December 7th is what we did.
Yes,
and the next one is December
16th.
16. Let me bring that up here. December 16. Where the hell is December? Here it is. And we can only do the public one of that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Because we can do executive session minutes and executive session. Okay, draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, December 16th, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair being absent, the secretary being present. Attending, Jim Boyd, Alonzo Brown, Kim Kaufman, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Alex Steinberg, Barbara Wipperman, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Also attending was WBAI General Manager Bertold Reimers. Agenda: 1. WPFW budget. 2. WBAI budget. 3. KPFK budget. The secretary convened the meeting and asked for a volunteer to be chair pro tem. Alberto Luera volunteered. There was no objection to his chairing the meeting. At 8:51 p.m. Eastern Time, Alberto Luera took the chair as chair pro tem. Three new members introduced themselves. They were Jim Boyd, treasurer of KPFT, Ken Kaufman, treasurer of KPFK, and Barbara Whipperman, treasurer of KPFA. Motion, Alberto Luera, to adopt the agenda, passed without objection. WPFW budget, 9:02 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee discussed the WPFW FY11 proposed budget. WPFW is projecting a surplus of $168 for FY11. Motion, Bruce Wolfe, to approve the WPFW FY11 budget, passed without objection. WBAI budget, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Motion, R. Paul Martin, to pass the WBAI draft FY11 budget, contingent on any motions that come out of the executive session meeting. Alberto, executive session. Adjourn, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Submitted by R. Paul Martin, secretary. So, and I would move at this point. Move at this point to approve December 16th minutes.
We have a motion by Secretary Martin to approve the minutes that he just read for the meeting of December the 16th, 2010. Do I have any objections? Hearing no objections, those minutes stand as read and should be submitted to our corporate archives. Next set of minutes, our Paul.
Grand archives. Okay, that was the 16th, and that is done. Next is December 21st. Right, yeah, December 21st. Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, December 21st, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:46 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Attending, Jim Boyd, Alonzo Brown, Kim Kaufman, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg, Barbara Whipperman, LaVarn Williams, Bruce Wolfe. Also attending were Executive Director Arlene Engelhart and WBAI General Manager Bertold Reimers. Agenda, 1, WBAI FY11 budget, 2, report on WPFW FY11 budget, 3, report on KPFK FY11 budget. Chair asked Alberto Luera to ask as chair pro tem for this meeting. There was no objection, and he did so. Motion, Alberto Luera, to approve the agenda, passed without objection. WBAI FY11 budget, 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time. Committee discussed the WBAI FY11 proposed budget. Motion, Alberto Luera, that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the WBAI FY11 budget with the contingency plan and the executive session resolution that was passed last week. The committee discussed a proposal that a research and development committee be formed to investigate other funding possibilities. Passed without objection. Actually, that part is okay. That was put in as if that part were the motion. That's not the motion yet.
No, it's not.
I'm taking that out. Okay, we're taking that part out. And I'll very rapidly put
and
in here.
It became a separate motion, pretty
yes,
much
I,
made
I've
by.
I've got that. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much made by Alonso.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, okay, what happened was Alonzo was proposing it, but we went through some discussion over this, and in the end, Alberto, you made
okay.
the amendment.
Okay, okay,
and so,
perfect.
Amendment to Alberto Luera that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the... Okay. Let me... All right, let me look through here. Did I screw this part up? No, it's... Well, okay, I think I left out a part. All right, tell you what. The minutes of December 21st I'm going to have to redo because I I just see what I did. I chucked out a part of it. Okay, something went wrong, and what I just took out of it, passed without objection, was in fact there was the motion there about the research and development. And that passed without objection. And apparently I must have chopped that out. I chopped part of the minutes out. Okay. I see what's wrong, and I can fix it in 2 minutes, but we won't do that tonight, okay?
Okay.
So I'm sorry, but the 21st minutes are apparently not as ready as I thought they were. Okay, so okay. Let's skip the 21st minutes, and that'll be it, and I think we're done with our minutes for right now.
Perfect.
All right?
Perfect.
Sorry.
Perfect. Do we wait for you to correct, or shall we go ahead and...
No, let's go ahead, and I'll do that for next time.
I'm sorry, repeat again, sir?
Yeah, let's move on with what we're going to do, and I'll fix it for next time. Well, I see what happened is somewhere in there I didn't plug in.
So I
plugged stuff in, and then somehow it got erased. I see
okay.
exactly
so
what happened.
You're saying that we'll consider the 21st at the next meeting or
yes.
later on during
yes.
this meeting?
Next meeting.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, thank you very much, R. Paul, for your fine work in doing this minutes. And I want to commend our secretary because we have been very good at making our minutes available to our auditors. And we've been always right on time. And it's really great to have R. Paul as a member of our committee. Now, the next item on the agenda is to look at, to review the KPFK budget for 2011.
Well, let me ask you something first. As far as I know, the 2010 hasn't been approved.
Uh-huh.
No.
What do you mean?
2010 to 2011 fiscal year.
2011 fiscal year.
This is the 2011 fiscal year that we're reviewing right now.
But the 2010 budget was never passed. All last year, it never got passed or approved.
Well, too late now. It's over. It ended on September 30th, so.
It was approved. It was.
I want to say that it was approved, madam.
Okay.
It was adopted. It was all the budgets were adopted last year. All of them at different times during the program year, but there was no budget that was not adopted by this committee last year.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, pardon my asking a stupid question.
No. But I says, well, I'm making use of my memory, and I want to say that there was no budget that was not adopted by the National Finance Committee for submission to the national board.
Okay, so the budget that we're working on now was supposed to be approved like last September.
Now I get it.
Okay.
Yes, we were supposed to finish this process, all of these budgets, before September 30th of 2010.
Okay,
so
now I understand.
Yeah, we're running 3 months, 6 days behind schedule.
Right.
Okay. People, can we start, LaVarne?
We talked about this before we went on the air, that we sent out a revised, updated budget. What had happened is that Kim and Summer and I and Anthony went over the budget, reviewed the budget a couple of times, talked about some of the changes, line items that needed to be updated. Bob Conger, who's the acting general manager, also reviewed the budget, and he had some items on there that he was also concerned about. So, we can go over those. And I think that his concern was on the cost for LSB costs, and that was... And what we've done is we've sent the information. I sent out, I hope I copied the National Finance Committee. What we did is we went back and we've had effort to pull all the expenses for 2009 and 2010 related to elections or LSB. And
okay.
Sorry,
okay.
I,
information.
Wait. Let's not get out. Why don't we start this? I want to move through this process as fast as possible, and I want for us to start with the income. I want to know how much listener support and how that compares to last year, and then non-listener supporting. I want to start on the income section of this budget, please, so that we can get an idea of how much money we're talking about. After that, we will go into the expenses, and we will go down the expenses by batches, you know, by sections. And I know that there are some concerns in some of those sections. When we get to those concerns, we'll stop and we'll review. But first, let's start with the income side of the 2011 budget. Can
okay,
we start with that, please?
What I was trying to do is frame the KPFK budget so we'll all know where we stand with the budget and how the management in terms of their looking at the budget and what their issues are with the budget. So that's what I was trying to cover up front. And there are not any major issues.
What else? I would just like to hear from LeBarn. What other concerns? So we have an LSB and elections.
LSB cost. The other major concerns from Bob were, I think that was really the major one that I can really look at, because my concerns to him in terms of looking at the whole budget was the things that we had talked about were things like looking at the headcount, the number of people. And that there were two people who had been added over, which I didn't get the timing, added over the year, an assistant producer position. There's a development coordinator. There's an assistant GM position. Now, there's a person in an assistant GM position now, but the question is whether this position would continue into 2011 once the permanent general manager comes on. And the acting general manager, now he's the he is the engineer, so he will go back to his position. So those are the concerns. Those are the concerns. And the other concern was that when we look at the budget, which I still have we still have to get some information on, is there's a project, the solar panel project, and wanted to know if there was an exposure to the station for that project.
Will you repeat that again, please, ma'am?
There's a solar panel project for the parking lot, and the question was if there was an exposure to the station for this project if the funds are not raised to handle the whole project.
Well, even if they are.
Yeah, so those are some of the issues, and that's some of the information that we'll have to get.
Since we're already doing this, you know, I have my own thoughts on that particular concept as it relates to our budget.
Okay.
And I firmly believe, but then again, you know, I firmly believe that particular item should not be on our KPFK budget, because once it gets on the budget, the local station people think it's a done deal,
mm-hmm.
and I would rather that if the solar energy project, you know, hasn't raised all the funds out of that private foundation that they're looking to get, it should not be in our budget.
It's not in the budget.
Excellent.
But my concern is what the possible exposure to the station is as they go through the process of completing it. And no, it is not in the budget.
Okay, well, good. There's another situation, Kim and LeBarn, that I was made aware of. You weren't aware of, Kim, because you weren't sitting in that meeting. But LeBarn, when we discussed at the national board meeting, this past Monday, Chairman Reese made a statement that there might be a need for the National Board to go into executive session to iron out some executive session stuff that is on the KPFK budget. If you are aware of that, I would like, if we have time this evening, for us to go into executive session, talk about it, and find out what the issue is, so that at least six of these board members that are on the national board, Five and you, LaVarne, will have a heads up on what is the issue that is going to be coming up in executive session on next Friday, dealing with this matter. Having said that, that's all my, those are all my thoughts on that.
Okay.
Now, that those are my thoughts and those are my concerns. We're going to have a very limited amount of time on the 14th for the board meeting, and I want to clear out as much as possible as we can before we get into that. We're going to have five budgets to adopt, and I don't know if we're going to be able to talk. Let's back turn over my speaking stump here to whoever's going to begin on the incomes on the KPFK budget. Thank you very much.
Okay, so now I'll just go to exactly what, after I frame like what the issues may be with it, I'll go to exactly where we are. So for the total the total revenue for KPFK, the budget has $3.8 million, and last year we showed the actual numbers, which I'm looking at a couple of places to find the actuals, but from this spreadsheet, it has $3.3 million.
Wait. That's, I'm looking at line 4?
No, line 26, column AA.
Well, I still want to look at line 4, because
okay.
Line 4 doesn't look right to me.
The listener support?
Yeah.
But it has, on column AA, it has listener support total of $3.3 million versus last year of $2 million.
Right. So I think we need to put $2.7 million in there, because the chances of making more than this last year are slim to none.
Okay. If we go to the assumptions, there's an assumptions tab there. It's like in red. So if we go to the assumptions and we look at, are we all on the assumptions tab?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm there.
Okay, well, look on that assumption tab. It has fund drive goal, and it has the October days, December, February, May, June, and August. It has 32 days, and it has 2011, 2010, and 2009, and it shows 2008. So it shows the amount of pledges that are. that we have for those drives.
But wait a minute. FY 2010 does not reflect what the actual is.
No, is that for October, November, and December?
He has what he has. It looks like what he had in his budget versus what he has in the actual. But the actual numbers here were...
The actual number is 2.7.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to get closer to the actuals than this sort of fantasy number.
Well, see, this is what we need to review with Anthony again, because we went over these. We looked at the assumptions at the time, but we did not. The sheet that I have here showing the fiscal year for KPFK. Those are one of the issues that we talked with Bob, not with Bob, but with Anthony about. So, you know, that was one of the issues we need to talk to Anthony and to Bob about in terms of what he has compared to the previous year, because what we have is what he has for his...
But this is not, these are not accurate numbers. They're just not legitimate. I mean, you know...
Madam Chair? I'm sorry, Madam CFO. I'm the chair.
Yeah.
What is the projected number for this year?
He
listener
has,
support.
The same one as that was projected for the year before, which was off by $600K.
Kim, that's okay. That's what we're doing here. What is the number? I'm sorry, Kim, I cannot see the computer, so I'm just asking for the number that they brought in today's budget.
In for actual or?
No, the projected for 2011.
We can say all these numbers, right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, these are...
Oh, yes, we're in open session, yes.
Okay. So the number he put in there was $3,310,560.
Okay, $3,310,000. But what actual performance last year was how much?
$2,770,525.
For a $600,000 plus difference?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Are we guys, are members of the committee, are we nodding on those two big numbers?
I'm not.
I mean, no.
Can I?
I mean, are we saying, yes, the 2011 is showing 3 point whatever, and the 2010 is only showing 2.7 some odd million?
Let me say, our Paul, for a fast comment.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any of that because cell AA4 just comes up with error 520. And again, as last time, I'm getting a lot of lines that are partially or totally filled with error codes. So
try the other email then. Try the other email.
No, I've looked at these things and they keep coming up this way.
Wow.
And, the official one that we're supposed to be looking at is starts out 110104 KPFK budget. And I'm looking at that one, and it has these errors. Now, I raised this last time. I don't know if it's because – I don't know what's causing it. But anyway, there it is. I just wanted to say again that we have I'm having these problems and I can't see it. Right now I'm bringing up the other version of it, and as I recall, we had some the same problems with that. It may be a translation issue from the Microsoft product to the OpenOffice software suite, and
I suspect that's it.
Well, that might well be it, and budget FY10, and okay, and I'm getting some different numbers here, although some line 26 is shot, but I do see AA4 is 3.3 million here, so maybe I can just go back and forth and hope I can cobble together the
okay, I suggest we move forward with Kim is saying that the budget, we're looking at it, we're looking at the tabs, the numbers are not consistent with when we went through these things with Anthony to correct a number of them, we still see some of the same numbers in terms
I have no idea whether they were on here last time because I was just kind of like there, but I went over them, you know, by myself, like looking at it. So I don't even know if they were like this last time because, you know, I hadn't really looked over them.
Yeah, we went over them with Anthony. We asked him to go and to make sure that all of the tabs, each one of the sheets, were consistent with the budget for 2011 and not 2010. And that was what we'd ask. And then we looked at the bottom. And then I looked at the bottom line, of course, and the bottom line decrease from what he initially had. And it was the issue now, or the problem now, is that the numbers still do not add up correctly. The listener support, if you go to the assumption page, it shows a number that is not consistent with what we had asked to put into the spreadsheet for 20.
Well, then why don't we just put in what the actual is and go with the actual, because that's a little more closer to a reality that I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we need to do is that we need to sit down and have him do exactly, you know, what your position is and what, you know, I support your position that we do need to have it.
And
it was the prior year. So
and Kim,
That's not what's in there. So we need to just go over these with him by detail. So it looks like we're not ready to approve the budget, because when we looked at it initially and we went over these tests, and the request was that the line items more closely, that we make sure that we are planning on 2011 and not 2010 lines on here on the assumption base.
Sure. And,
so
and
that's
Kim?
That's what it appears. Kim says, okay, no, that's still not correct. So that's what we need to do.
And Kim?
Yes.
We're not, this committee is not in the business of adopting budgets that are not reasonable and accurate. So,
oh, no, I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand
We're not, you know, and $600,000 in listener support is a chunk of change.
Yeah, it is.
And let me tell you what my personal concern is, that if you know, if we had $600,000 left over at the end of 2011, you know, we could probably live with a funny number like that. But
right.
I know we aren't. I know there's no money left over, and that means that sometime in 6-7 months from now, we're going to be running into the fact that the money didn't come in, but the expenditures are going out at the same rate of speed. And we want to avoid that, because that is what's giving the foundation a very, very bad financial posture. Okay, well, we know that. Let's move on to the next number.
Can I add something here, Jim, from KPFT?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, on the assumptions, it has nothing coming in November. But if you look at the actual for October, November, and December, it's pretty close for the assumptions for the same October, November, and December.
You know, the way I'm reading it, maybe I'm wrong, is to look at it by month. It all depends on when you have a fund drive, so you can't really tell monthly.
Okay, I'm just saying it doesn't look like it's off quite that much.
But the assumptions aren't reality. I'd like to go with the actual 2010 number.
Kim, what Jim is saying is that since October, November, and December have already passed, we've already been through that, the assumptions in October, November, and December are not assumptions. It seems like they're real numbers of income that
I disagree with.
No, he's looking at the prior year. Until we complete the audit and we're able to actually go through the audit, you know, go through the trial balance, have that accepted by the auditor, we cannot go in and use our FX reporting until then. So we're trying to get that done, like, by...
Okay.
Let me add something else here. So for the budget for 2011, the figure is... that Anthony put in was $3.3 million. The actual for 2010 is 2.7, and 2009 audited was 3.037. So he's putting in, you know, in 2009 we had $3 million and $40,000. And for last year, we had $2.7 million. So clearly, our income is going down, not up. He's putting in a higher number in there than we even had in 2009, which is higher than we had last year.
Sure. Yeah.
So to put a higher number in than our last 2 years is like not kind of... doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce, you got a comment, Bruce? Wait a minute. Bruce, you're next.
Yeah, when I'm looking at this, it seems to me an indication that there's something odd about these numbers. If you look at, I guess it's line 13, community events, he's showing, or whoever did this, is showing $9,000, which seems awfully low. And then you look at 10, you know, the year 2010 right next to it, it shows actual $49,000. But even more glaring is if you go down later, when you go down to expenses, for community events, he shows expenses of $28,000. That would mean spending $28,000 to make just $9,000. somehow. So I'm just wondering if these numbers
are actual.
I mean, in other words, is this an actual worked on budget, or are there a lot of issues that need to be?
I can explain that to you. If you look at, where is it?
There's nothing under craft fair. There's no money listed under craft fair.
The craft fair is there simply because KPFA has a craft fair.
Mm-hmm.
And all our budgets are identical. So that doesn't relate to anything else but KPFA.
No, but what I mean about craft fair is, like, for instance, in our budget, we have the same issue. Not because I really like it that way, but we actually split the money. We'll show some money under community events and some money under craft fair, but it's really all the same thing. But what I'm seeing here is just 9,000 under community events, nothing under craft fair, and that 9,000 seems
I'll explain that to you.
I'm wondering if they just haven't finished this budget.
I'll explain it to you. First of all, we don't put anything under craft fairs because we don't have craft fairs, number one. Number two, if you look at line 13, C.
C?
Line 13, C. This is the actual of October. That's $29,000 that came in. We did this big, peace event with musicians and all that crap. And when you look at the cost, the expenses for that were about $28,000. So the net of that was $1,000. That's why this number is so big, of it being $50,000.
I'm sorry. I'm even more confused now, because now that I'm looking at the whole year for 2010, let me move up. Okay, here's community events. Okay, yeah, you have almost 30,000 in October. That would be October of 2009, right? And then 8,000 in November. It looks like, that's what I'm thinking. It shows, numbers that I'd expect to see for community events. But for 2011, the amount is only $9,000.
Let me explain it to you. In October of 2010, we had this big peace event. We will not be doing that again. So you just chop off immediately $30,000 of income of community events, because we will not be spending $30,000 in order to net $1,000 again. I don't know where the November figure of $8,000 came in, or December of 674, but those might be reasonable. But the $30,000 of income in October will not be there again.
Okay, I see what you mean. So this is actually,
that was an anomaly.
Then maybe they should look at but they're not really seriously expecting to spend $28,000 again, though, to make that $9,000.
That's what the 9,000 is, just based on what we might do.
Right, right. But later on, under expenses for community events,
you'll see it later in expenses. You'll see it later in expenses. This is the least of our problems. Okay.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is I'm just wondering because I noticed you're right. The listener support number is identical with the budget for 2010, and I'm wondering if someone just put that number in there, it's like a holding number or something, but not because they had really finished the actual work of doing this.
Bingo. That's what it looks like that Anthony did. He either wasn't paying attention or whatever. You got that right.
Right. Okay. If that's the case, then should we even be spending time on this? I mean, shouldn't we be asking them to give us a more, finished product?
Sure.
I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Okay.
LeVarn, why, I don't understand this, on line number 13, under community events, say under L or J, there are minus numbers. There are numbers in red. How can we have minus money for community events? Well,
Do we lose her?
LaVarne, are you there, LaVarne?
This is LaVarne. I'm sorry, I was just talking away, and you didn't even hear me.
Yeah, sorry.
I was trying to interrupt. I exactly what Bruce is saying. I've been trying to say this, and I guess I was on mute. We met with Summer was there. We met with Anthony twice. We went over some specific line items, and the other line items instructions were to go through and make sure that the things that refer to 2010 were updated for the budget for this year. So we got it back. I looked at it. I looked at the bottom line number in terms of looking at the exact numbers again. We when I looked at the bottom line number to see what the income was, it had been reduced. So, but apparently, as Kim is saying, that he did not go through and revise all of these to make these consistent with the 2011 plan versus the 2011 plan budget versus what happened the 2010 budget or the our placeholder, as Bruce has said. So I think that where we are now is exactly that. We need to go back with Anthony.
Okay.
And then I don't think we need to spend our time on this call during this, but Kim, you and I can go over tonight. We can get off the call, or whoever want to be on the call with us, go over each one of these line items, but don't do the time with the committee to go through this. We can get off the call and go through each one of these line items, and then get with Anthony again tomorrow to see where these line items were not updated as we had requested. Now I looked at the fund drives that have actually happened this year in FY 11, and I look at KPFK. They had a budget they had an expectation, a goal of $1 million for their drive that ended on October the 24th, and they had $1 million. They did about $700,000, so they missed that by $300,000. But the drive they just did in December, they had a goal of I have a 400, and I show they did 537. So they're still down about $140,000 from what they initially that they have in their as their goal for 2011. So therefore they're still down. So I think that what the point that Kim made is that these that they seem to be a little ambitious compared to what actually happened in 2010. So again, what I'd like to do is exactly what Bruce had said, is that to get off the call, but we need to go through this tonight and go over each one of these line items.
Okay. Let's go ahead and wrap up the meeting, but I first would like to take a few minutes for you, LaVarne, to tell us on the expense side, what is the number of the expenses, bottom line on the expenses?
Okay, if we look at the numbers, I'm sorry, I'm looking at a couple of things at once.
Actuals or projected?
For the 2011 projected budget.
Let me pull it up here. Let me just close this and pull up the budget. Okay, we have for 2011. We have expenses of 2.9 million, and expenses last year we had 2753. And
what line are you on, LaVarne?
Line 35, column AA, and column AB.
Line 35.
On the budget FY 2011 tab.
Right. I see. Yeah.
Okay.
So below that are all the breakdowns. Is that how it works?
Right. So actually this line is not really correct. The budget is the 2933 plus the shared expenses. That's not in there. So the expenses are actually
3,539,000.
$35,39, right. And if you look at the
$3,539,000.
Right. And then if you look at the revenue, the way it's currently set up, calculated, it's 38.26. Mm-hmm. So there, so that is not, that is so there's a challenge here. And
wait, I'm like $1 million challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it is critical. Pardon me, yeah, for inter. I think it is critical that we look at the expenses, Kim. And that, you know, of course, we're looking at the income. I think that this organization...
I'm sorry, 38.26.
Sure. 35.39. So obviously, this budget needs some work before we can actually really look at it. And our experience has been that the income doesn't pan out, but the expenses keep going out every 15th and 30th of the month as projected.
Yeah.
And we cannot afford to do that at KPFK or at any of the other singular areas, but we cannot afford to do that because we're going to be in dire straits before we finish the fiscal year. Okay, I am hearing LaVarne telling us, members, that we need to stop this conversation because we cannot move forward.
And the other thing, let me just add, is that for some reason that the budgeting where they for some reason we had not included depreciation, so I'm adding that to each one of the budgets, the depreciation line, so that's
right.
Going to reduce the surplus again by. It's going to be about $100,000 for KPFK, and so that. So I'm going to add that line in.
Okay. Perfect. This, I think we're getting ready to wrap up our National Finance Committee meeting for tonight. I'm really glad, Kim, go ahead and get together with LaVarne, and I wish Summer would also be involved in the process. And we will pick up this particular budget again on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 11th, same time, same station, 8:30 Eastern Time, and we'll pick it up from there. In the meanwhile, LaVarne, we also need to very quickly go over the national office budgets.
Okay,
so,
we have that. I can send you the preliminary.
Sure. Sure. So be sure and get that out to the committee for them to be dwelling over those numbers. Again, committee members, until we have a solid listener support income from KPFK, we cannot adequately assess the income, the shared maintenance, the central services income for the national office. So hopefully, as soon as we clear out this KPFK situation, we will get a good income view for the national office. But again, I need to remind you, general persons, that this coming Tuesday will be the last meeting of this term of the National Finance Committee, and we would like to get as much done. We have all pretty much been hoping that we could wrap up all the budgets and send them off to the national board. Friday the 14th seems to be, and I think will be, the last board meeting of this term of the Pacifica National Board. And we were all hoping that we would clear out these budgets so that the new board, the new National Finance Committee, would not have to deal with this situation, given that we're more than 3 months late into the program year. So I beg that problems be resolved. Okay, Kim, we stand with you on your concerns. I want you to understand that we're very, very conscious of budgets that are, you know, are the way you call them. There's not enough proof for the income, but the expenses are going to be high. And we want to save ourselves, we want to save the foundation, and we definitely do not want to be 2011 the crash point for this foundation. Any other comments or concerns before I ask for a closure to this meeting?
R. Paul?
Yes, sir. Mr. Secretary, will you enlighten us, sir?
I would like to request that the CFO look and see if the Excel she's using will export to the what is basically the standard output for planet Earth at this point. There, some while back, a standard open spreadsheet has been stipulated for anybody who can do that, and Microsoft agreed to it. And maybe if the instead of an XLSX spreadsheet or even an XLS coming from XLSX, instead of that, maybe if the universal spreadsheet form could be used, everybody could read it, because I think I'm not the only person using OpenOffice on this. So,
is there, Lavarne, is there a little, do we have a technician available that could help do this conversion in the national office? One of our computer persons, maybe John or maybe Otis could help us with that?
I can ask Otis or John to see
I don't think those guys are software, people, though. They're like hardware guys. But maybe.
No, they're software. Otis, well, John is both, but Otis is software. He's the one who writes the program. We actually have a tech person, but then that costs money to do this. So, we just have to make a decision. We'll see if it's quick and dirty, or we'll see if we have to pay.
R. Paul, there's one suggestion I have, and I'm like a total, amateur with all this stuff. You might just go online and ask a question. I mean, I actually did that a month ago with a printer, and I thought, what the hell, I'll try it. And I actually got to the site, got a person, and got my question answered, and it was awesome. So there probably are other people out there who have the same problem.
Okay, my suggestion just here is that Microsoft said it was going to standardize and allow their software, their Excel, to save in the universal format. So it might just be that save as, and one of the choices will be the universal format, which will...
Well, let me just check and see, because, I have to give this to someone to do, because I'm like Kim, I'm not the expert at Microsoft. So I'm looking at it right now. I'm doing a save as, and it has open the save as to select from other possible file types. Okay, so here we go, and it's giving me other possible here we go, other possible file types. XML data, single file web page, Excel, CVS, Unicode, text, CVS, diff, SKYLK, Excel add-in, XPS document, open document spreadsheet.
Ah, try that.
Okay, so I will save this. It says, the whole thing, it may contain things that... Okay, so let's see what's happening here. Okay, so I have this document here, and... I am going to send this document to R. Paul. Now, here comes the big document again. It's the KPFK. But you know what? Let me save a little tiny file and send that to you rather than the KPFK budget. Or what do you want me to do? You want the budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. See if it works on your computer, R. Paul.
Okay, so here it goes. Here it goes right now. Let me just go to my little...
And then after the meeting, I'll get back to you on whether I can read it or not. So,
okay. Well, we'll be here on the meeting. We just won't be on the stream.
Ah.
We're going to spend about 30 to 40 minutes tonight, although I'm falling asleep, but I'll do it. Because I don't know if you guys know, I'm here. I'm at KPFA at 8 o'clock every morning to do, with the new morning show from 8 to 9. So I'm there to, assist and help and, give directions and listen to, the wrap-up. So I'm, still doing that. And also the new Amit Pindell, started, so also on helping him with his transition and, you know, doing the things over at KPFA with him. So okay. Just want to let you know why I'm falling asleep.
Okay. LaVarne, I have one. As we're doing this, I have a big major concern. I want to make sure that as soon as you can, we transfer the WPFW budget and the WBAI budget to the national board.
Okay. And you know, I don't want to cause like any undue stress now with anyone, but Bertold and I are working with Markeisha. WPFW.
And also, I would like for Bertold Reinhardt to be on the call next to Rocky, just like I've asked Bruce to be on the call as soon as he gets in to his home to get on the call. I would want Bertold to get on the call to explain to the board his budget. As you noticed at the Monday meeting, it was very awkward. Very awkward for me, very awkward for you, and we didn't get anywhere. We just didn't get anywhere with either the Washington budget or the New York budget. So I really request Alex, are you on the call?
I wasn't here tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. We need to make sure that Bertold gets on the call with his computer turned on, Paul, and you too, LaVarne, so that he can go over the budget as the board members are asking questions. I would like to at least do something positive. I want to get WPFW budget done and adopted by the board. Even, you know, for whatever reason, and I want to try and get the WBAI budget moving forward, and hopefully we can come to a conclusion. And then we're still going to might have the K budget and the national office budget. So
okay.
We're packed for the next 5, 6, 7 days, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to have to remove the password protection on here in order to save this. So I'm going to password protection now, because is the payroll.
Alberto, can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sir.
This is Bruce. I just want to confirm. So the meeting you're talking about, the PMV meeting, is January 14th.
Friday, next. Not
Friday.
Tomorrow, a week from tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Right, okay. And the thing is that since I'm not normally on that meeting, so the protocol would... when I dial in, should I announce myself or,
Yes. Well, you will announce. Just say, "This is Bruce Wolf. I'm on the call."
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Why is he going to be on the PNB call?
Because he's going to explain the WPFW budget. He's going to be answering the questions to the WPFW budget to the board.
I see.
And Bertold, who is the general manager in New York, we're hoping will be on the call also to answer any questions that the board might have on the New York budget.
Okay.
And he'll be there on just for that. In other words, Bruce will be the technician to answer any questions that people might have on the budget, since he was instrumental in working the new budget with the acting general manager and with the local finance committee and with the board. He is the person that's most knowledgeable to explain to the board. And, of course, we start, for your information, Kim, with a report from the National Finance Committee. Usually, last meeting, it was me that gave the call. Even though Summer was on, she opened up as the chair, gave me the gavel. I went into explaining what the situation was with her budgets, but both got tabled. And we were, because the computers, the members did not have on their screens the budgets. So we're hoping, we know that we're going to have the budgets for the board so that they can look at the budgets, but I will not be able to explain, and I'm going to, and I have asked Bruce formally to do the explanation on any of the line items. And of course, Bertold is the expert on the WBAI budget, and he needs to talk for his budget because we can't, I can't do it, and LaVarne should not be in a position to do that because it's, I think, personally, I think that she should not be in a position to explain the budgets. That's all. And we'll see what we come up on Tuesday with the K budget and figure out who might want to explain the K budget to the board. It might be Summer if she's around. It might be you or it might be Anthony. I don't know. Or maybe we might not need anyone to explain the K budget. And, of course, when it comes to the national budget, LaVarne will do that.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to unprotect this worksheet, and I went through it, and I – oh, you know what? What do I have to do? I did it, and I let me try the other sheet. I have the password because we went through this. And we unprotected the worksheets. So let me try to do it again. I'm looking to unprotect.
And by the way, Kim and other members of the Finance Committee, did you read Bruce Wolf's email on the WPFW budget coming before the National Board?
That absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you. Well, you, Jim.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I did as well.
Yeah, those are the big concerns. I mean, you understand the situation.
I do.
Hold on for a second. I'll be off for a minute for 10 seconds.
Okay, I need some help here. After I unprotect, what do I have to, I have to reformat after I unprotect? Is that what you do?
Sounds like that might be it.
Okay.
And save it with a slightly different file name, so there's no possibility of clobbering anything.
Okay, I'm still working on it. You know what? I'll have to have someone help me tomorrow because I went through. I did it. There's a little device I know I have to do to make it work. Okay, so I'll have to go over it with Anthony tomorrow morning, and I'll send it to you, our call, because I can't. I unprotected, and if I reformat, which is what I'm doing here, format cells.
Okay.
Not working.
Okay, guys.
All right.
I think we've come, yes, go ahead. I was getting ready to say that we've come to an end of our meeting so that we get off the stream. And anything else? What were you going to say, Kim?
Nothing.
Oh, I heard somebody's voice. I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Okay.
So we will not be going into an executive session?
No. No, we don't, because we got nothing to go into executive session for at the moment. Maybe next meeting we might.
Okay. I have not, this is Barbara, and I haven't chimed in on all this difficulty of getting the right version of documents. But I have had some difficulty, and I didn't want to spend a lot of the meeting time going over mine. I thought maybe whatever gets straightened out for other people would help me as well.
Yes, straighten you out too. Okay.
I've gotten documents, some of them, and I thought I had the right KPFK budget, but in fact, some of the numbers as you went through them, I recognized, and others were totally different. So, that's one thing. And the other thing is I sent you an email just before the meeting started, R. Paul.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, and maybe there's some help somebody can give me with being able to open files that are in this special thing.
Okay, we can try that offline.
Later, you know, not on meeting time.
Right.
Good.
Okay. Can I hear, if there's nothing else, and I'm sorry, this is a continuing situation with the computers, as you're all well aware, this is a continuing discussion of files not being able to be opened and numbers not being in the same place. So as I'm concerned, I'm an old school guy from the 70s. I still prefer my budgets on a clean sheet of paper.
There you go.
But having said that, one last call for anybody to make any comments. I will be getting ready for some kind of a motion to adjourn. Of course, you are all free to remain on the call. Once we get up the stream, I think Lavarne and Kim are going to be going over some numbers for those of you that are interested.
How do we get off the stream?
Brian to shut us off, but we need to adjourn first.
Okay.
Can I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Bruce has made a motion to adjourn. And anybody opposed to that motion? Hearing none, we have adjourned the meeting. We will be back on the stream on Tuesday, the 11th of January, for our final meeting of this term of the National Finance Committee. Thank you very much for those people out there in space that are listening to us Tuesday. Okay, turn us up the stream.
Good night.
Good night. I'm getting off the call, guys, and have a good session there, Jim and Lavarne. And if I can be of any assistance, feel free to call us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, our call.